Welcome, everybody, to the Show Me the Money session on fundraising. I'm Dan Spoon. I'll be the moderator today. This is mostly brought to you by our Greater Orlando Council of the Blind chapter. We wanted to kind of share some of the things we're doing for fundraising and hoping that there would be some lessons learned from this and also an opportunity for you all to also share your ideas. So let us introduce the panel here first. To my left, your right, we have what, Leslie Spoon. Is that correct? Okay. Hi, Leslie. Leslie is our Greater Orlando Council of Blind Fundraising Chair. And to the left of her is Colby Garrison. Colby is the Resource Development Officer for the American Council of the Blind and our banquet speaker this weekend. Hey, Colby! And to our right, we have Marcia Bucala, who is our Treasurer for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. Say hi to Marcia! And next to Marcia is Janine Lee, who is a member of our Greater Orlando Council of Blind and very active in our budget planning process. So say hello to Janine. And she's also chair of the FCB Activities Committee. Yay, Janine. All right, so Mark, if we could take a moment and just introduce the other guests that are in the room.
I'm Gloria Simmons from the Jacksonville Council of the Blind.
Hello, Gloria.
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm Alicia, and I am part of GOCB.
I'm Stacia Boyd. I am a member of GOCB. I'm also the founder of the America of the Audio Description Initiative in Central Florida. And my left is very hot.
Y'all don't know me. I'm Sheila.
And who do we have on Zoom, Marianne?
You have Deborah Kendrick. You have Deborah Downey, you have Grant Downey, Peggy Carpenter, Jim White, and Annette.
Two more people just walked in.
And all Annette. Right. And that's what, who and you Annette. Have.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marian. We have a good crowd on Zoom.
You're welcome.
And two new guests that just walked in. Cheryl and Curtis. Okay. Rayburn, nice to meet you guys. I met you before, but Cheryl is with Lighthouse Central Florida. All right, well, let's get started. So, and Dan Newt is here. Hey, Dan.
All right, and then Cheryl.
All right, and Cheryl. Okay, Cheryl Rabin, right? Okay, welcome, Cheryl. All right, so today we want to talk a little bit about Show Me the Money and kind of how you develop your best approach inside of your chapter. And first, wanted to talk a little bit about the wonderful umbrella that the Florida Council of the Blind has created to really give us an environment for successful fundraising. So for those of you who don't know, the Florida Council of the Blind is its own separate legal entity, its own separate employee identification number, or EIN. But Florida Council of the Blind has also formed a group. And underneath that group, each of the chapters that make up the Florida Council of the Blind have their own separate EIN numbers, employee identification numbers, but they all are children and report up to the parent or the group that is the Florida Council of the Blind. So when the Florida Council of the Blind works with the IRS and creates their 501c3 designation that designates us as a non-for-profit entity that can do fundraising, each of the children or all of our chapters are also able to take advantage of that certification. So each chapter doesn't have to worry about getting their own 501c3. That's taken care of at the state level. All that our chapters have to do each year, and you'll hear Mark kind of nag us when it gets to be November, Mark and Sheila and Mikey, is each year, each of our local chapters have to fill out what they call a 990 EZ form, which is about five questions. So if you make less than $50,000 a year in income, or have less than $500,000 in assets, which I think most of our chapters qualify for that, then you just have to fill out this EZ form, and then you're in good standing with the IRS, and your chapter, your separate legal entity, can raise money, do fundraising underneath the Florida Council of the Blind. Now, a little nuance that happens there is if some you go to a restaurant or whatever, or you're involving a corporate sponsor, somebody that wants your W-9 form, which indicates that you are in good standing as a 501c3, we work with our bookkeeper, Pam Kiesel, and she will give you a form that lets that organization, we used to do it a lot with the with Tijuana Flats when we did fundraisers with them, and that form would be sent in, and then that allows you to be in good standing with your 501c3 when you want to do fundraising in your local area. So I thought that was really important to know that FCB has worked really hard to create this structure that allows each of our chapters to do fundraising. So now here we are, the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. We have been in existence now since 1977. So gosh, we're coming up on 50 years as a chapter. And we've had some really exciting and very forceful and organized people that have been part of our chapter. Many of them, we have a good crowd now, but a lot of the forefathers have passed away at this point in time. But many of them were kind to us. We had a former president. He was also president of the Florida Council of Blind, Jim Lamb, that left us an inheritance as part of his estate. His sister, Connie Rotter, left us an inheritance. Her husband, Henry Rotter, left us an inheritance. Other people, Bill Freeman and others, have donated along the way. And as a consequence of that, we have been able to create an investment fund and a scholarship fund. When they started, they had like $15,000, $20,000 in them. And the scholarship fund, I think, started with like $10,000. And then we had another bequest that came in there. But Bill Freeman really helped us get organized and invest our money in a series of investment funds, different Vanguard funds and this type of thing. And we tried to be good stewards and kind of leave that money alone and just pull a little bit out of it each year to help. And it grew from $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000. And at this point in time, with the market going up here over the last year or so, we now have $80,000, a little bit more in our general investment account, and over $40,000 in our scholarship account. So what that's really allowed us to do is take a percentage of that money, like 3 or 4% each year, and use it on activities for our chapter. So that doesn't happen in the short term, that happens in the long term. But it's just pointed out to us that those that came before us and really did an amazing job of caring about the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind have created a legacy that will live on for all of our members and really allows us to do a lot of things. So next, I want to turn it over to Marcia Bukela to tell us a little bit. She's our current GOCB treasurer. And as you all know, there's a lot of things you have to get right now with the state of Florida to open up a new bank account. And she just went through the process of doing that. And I've heard from many other chapters that one of the biggest challenges now is trying to change treasurers and get the right minutes and open up a bank account. So I'm going to turn it over to Marcia to go let her share with us, you all, some of the steps we went through to get that activity done. So Marcia, any good point?
Yeah. Okay. So to begin with, our accounts, when I took over, the checking account and the two investment accounts were with Wells Fargo. I happened to bank with Chase. The FCB happens to bank with Chase. So it was a pretty easy transition to move it over to Chase. We did have to go in and Sheila went with me, being the president and was the past treasurer. And we were able to get that done pretty quickly. But some of the things when you want to open the bank account that I would recommend you look into, because this was one issue that we had with Wells Fargo. First of all, they're one not being close to where I live and Chase I can walk to, is, you know, as we're moving forward to a cashless society, Zelle, which is Chase QuickPay, and many banks are part of Zelle. They do offer that where Wells Fargo did not for a business account. So that's one big plus. Plus, I'm able to Zelle money to the FCB very, very quickly, get them their money that they need for, you know, different things, and vice versa, like our chapter. The people who played Family Feud, they won $50 for our chapter. So that got to us and it's money available right away. But a couple of things that I would just caution about moving, you know, to like Zeller, that I did set up a separate email account, gocbtreasurer@gmail.com, because you do have to have, you can't use your own phone number if it's already tied to a Zelle account, or your own email if it's already tied to your personal account. And that way, too, you have a cleaner transaction and stuff, too, which I feel really comfortable about. And then other people who are comfortable using Zelle, you can get them their money reimbursed and things like that. Say Sheila goes ahead and buys tickets for Access Links and she's owed $90. She just, you know, sends me the receipt that you get in an email and things like that. The other thing I would recommend, There's a space where you can put what, you know, make a kind of like the memo on a check. What is this for? That you, you know, put this is for Access Links tickets or whatever. So a comment so that you know what the money, either way it is for. So those are, I would say, a couple of things. Also being the treasurer, then when you have your monthly meetings, you give a report on all the different accounts and how much available cash you have.
Thank you, Marcia. And she's doing a great job in her first year. And I'll tell you, the most important thing with a treasurer is to find somebody who's honest, that you can trust with their money. Because you do. You have cash, you have checks, you have Zelle, you have a lot going on. And you want to make sure your money's safe and sound. And then, as Marcia said, the other thing is you need your treasurer to have access to the bank. Because we've had times in our history where, you know, we will, it's been difficult to get people's, you know, thing, transactions processed and all those type of things. So Marcia's doing an absolutely outstanding job. The next thing we've really worked real hard as a chapter is to develop a really well thought out budgeting process. So we have a budget committee in our first meeting in January. Our chapter president, which right now is Sheila Young, and before that it was Craig Markowitz, forms a budget committee, which consists of the treasurer, typically the president, and then other member volunteers. So right now our budget committee is Sheila, our immediate past president, Craig Markowitz, it's Marcia, Leslie, Janine, and myself. And so we get together and look at last year's budget and how things did with last year. We budget our revenue and we budget our expenses and we budget our money that gets that we plan to come be put in from our investment account. And our goal is for that budget to be balanced. So I'm going to turn it over to Janine, who's been an active member of our budget committee for the last 3 years, and let her tell her a little bit about kind of what she's learned, because, you know, this is a new process, right, Janine? And Janine's really taken to it and done a fantastic job. So I'm handing the mic over to Janine.
Right. Hi, I'm Janine Lee. I'm sure you guys know my voice. So when you have a budget, there's like, it's really important to know what our budget is. So you take a look at last year's budget, you see how much you brought in with fundraising, which is really important, and see if you can up your budget or if you need to lower your budget and cut things. There are certain things in our chapter that are really, really important to us. We really like to give back and to donate, and we like to help our members. So we have a line item that's really high, and it's not going to change because we support our members going to this convention, our state convention. That's just something that our chapter does. So that is like one of the high priorities for us. We pay for our members to come. Can I say what else we pay for? Yeah, we pay for our members' registration. We pay for our members' one banquet meal, and we help with transportation costs. We'll pay for your Access Links tickets or mileage. So if you think of that, for our members, we have close to 100 usually. I'm not sure the number, but we'll just go with the 100 because that's what we have. But if you think about it, if 30 people come, that is like 3,000, right? So, or more. My math is off right now, but you got to put that in your budget. And so we have to say, okay, what do we have to fundraise? What do we have to do? And then we have all these line items of what's important. And you have the budget meeting, and there's certain things that are super important to each person on the chapter, like our Christmas offering. We really like to donate to different organizations, and we like to give back to Florida Council of the Blind. So we donate to FCB, and we buy tickets from the Braille Forum raffle, and we donate to National, and we just really want to give back to help the other organizations because we're thriving with our fundraising thanks to Leslie and our members. We do some events. There's Dine and Donates. There's our trivia, our CRP plan. But yeah, the budget, you really have to watch your numbers. And then when you get to the end, like, oh, well, we have to go back and fix it. Like, this is over budget. So you have to go and you have to cut and do different things. And you have to have a miscellaneous. So it's, you just have to talk about what's important to your chapter and try to make it work. So I hope that helps with budget. And can I talk about CRP now?
In a minute.
Okay.
Get that hard real soon. Okay.
Woo. All right. So as you can see, so we work really hard to kind of agree on a budget. And what we've found by doing that is we don't have all these arguments during the meeting of, you know, how much money should we give to Lighthouse, or why didn't we give to the, you know, to the Braille League, or, you know, or to Southeastern Guide Dogs. And so we put all of that in our budget with an amount. And it's so fun in our February meeting when the board, when the membership approves the budget, then there's about 15 motions for everybody to get their check that goes to their favorite entity for that particular year. So you're welcome. And so, and I think it's helped us a lot to really, you know, kind of come together as an organization and not argue about money and finances. So it's really helped us, I think, stay cohesive through that. But I think one of the things that has really brought us together, besides all of our meetings and activities, is we do a lot of kind of fundraising activities to raise money. And next, I'm going to turn that over to Leslie, because that's really been a way that our chapter comes together, especially during the time of COVID and after, to really get together and spend quality time with each other. So Leslie, you want to tell us a little bit about fundraising? And then we'll go back to Janine to talk about the CRP tickets.
Good morning. So we're going to talk about activities for fundraising, which is fun for fundraising. Yay! Woohoo! So we have a trivia night event with Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, which I would be remiss to not mention this. The American Council of the Blind was actually the pilot, and GOCB was with them. Ron Milliman, he's passed now, but this was his baby with the American Council of the Blind to start trivia night events for chapters. So he thought of doing a trivia night event where your chapter could come and have play trivia and do a silent auction, and we've evolved it over the years. This was our 7th year of our trivia, and so we now have the hall, which is at the VFW. They give us a hall for free. So if you guys know of, like, if you're going to start a trivia night event, you can get with the VFW or the Eagles or a hall that you guys know, Usually they'll donate it if possible, or you might have to pay a small fee. I know Tennessee does this also, Dan Dillon. So Tennessee and Florida, our chapter were the two pilots with American Council of the Blind when Ron Milliman decided to start trivia. So that's exactly how trivia got started. And then we've kind of evolved it over the last 7 years where we have a relationship with the VFW. I had a friend in my neighborhood that was with the VFW, and they've given us the hall for free over the years, which has been very nice. Then we also have a silent auction to add because we love auctions in Florida. So we've now have a silent auction where we have like 50 items the night of, which it's a different kind of auction because we're inviting our friends, we're inviting our members. So we have sighted volunteers there to help us take our members through the silent auction items. So you're actually doing a silent auction instead of a live auction. So you're bidding silently. So you have to kind of keep track of your bids and everything. So we have a lot of volunteers to help us with that. A lot of good items that are come from the members, corporations and businesses. You can get your items from gift cards, alcohol. That's always good. So hotel stays, so whatever you can do. If people clean out their house, their closets, and they have good stuff, sometimes they have Christmas gifts they don't like, so you can do that if they're gently used or brand new, which is always good. So that's some ideas there. And then we also do one free drink at the event, and we also do a goodie bag. So it's a fun night, and then we have teams of six people, and they people play on teams. We have team names. We do first, second, and third place prizes. So it's really been a really nice event for our chapter. And we also have food donated from the Women's Auxiliary from the VFW. So, like I said, it's evolved over the years. It's fun. Each member can help out in any way they can. They can either come and play trivia, and we also have a host that does trivia, so we don't have to think of the questions. So Sheila or Dan don't have to get their brains going and think of all those questions because we have 3 rounds of 10 questions and they're hard questions, guys. So, and we have Asa that sings, Asa Gonsler, one of our members. She's a singer. And so we have entertainment. So we really have evolved over the years. I think of the first year, we didn't have all that. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is really overwhelming, you don't have to do all that. That's just kind of how we've gotten, bigger and better, I would say, over the years. I know like Tennessee has their food brought in. You could do that. You can make homemade goodies and do that. So whatever works for you for the trivia. But it's a really, really good thing to do for your members. Everybody comes together. And it's a great fundraiser. This year we made $3,000. So which was really good. That's what we netted, right? Yeah, 3,300. So we netted 3,300. Dan's our mathematician in our family. So that was fun. And that was a really, really good fundraiser. And we all had a really good night. And it's a good way for the sighted community to come out and see blind and low vision folks, if they're not related to any blind or low vision folks in their family or are in the community. So it's really good. It's a great outreach program. Lighthouse Central Florida was there also. They were a table. Cheryl was nice enough to have a table, Cheryl Rayburn. So that was great. So you can reach out to your DBS, your lighthouses, and they'll come, and play against each other. It's just a lot of fun, trivia. So I can't say enough about trivia and Ron Milliman. Oh my gosh, it was his baby. I don't ever take credit for nothing I didn't invent. I just recreate the wheel. So so that was really cool. So real quickly, 50-50s are also a good way to make money for your chapter. That's very, very easy. Hot cash. We're doing it this weekend for FCB. So if you're interested, come see me in the exhibit hall. Just a little plug there. But it's very easy. We also do that at trivia, but everybody loves hot cash. You can do it 1 for 5 or 3 for 10 or 1 for 2, whatever you want to do, whoever's your mathematician in your chapter, figure it out. So it's great. Half the money goes to your chapter, half the money goes to the hot person. So they get hot cash right away. That's a great, easy fundraiser. Another one is Spirit Nights, which we've done in the past at Tijuana Flats. And we get 20% of the proceeds. So everybody gets together. Again, we have entertainment with Osla. We're so lucky because we have a wonderful entertainer, Osla Gonsler, in our chapter. So she comes and entertains us. And then 20% of the food goes to us, to Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And then we also do hot sauces, raffle off hot sauces. So you can probably check with other restaurants. I try to go with 20% because 10%'s not really, I mean, it's good, but 20 is better. So, and I think I've heard of other places doing bowl-a-thons. We've never tried a bowl-a-thon, but we might, you know, we might expand. And I know West Virginia did this, a bowl-a-thon. Donna Brown did it, and they did really well. You get some teams and you bowl, and you might have a little auction and drinks. And so, I've heard that's done well. Kentucky also did it. Bowling Green did it. Their little chapter did it too. So, I think that's it, Dan.
All right. Yeah, go here. It's more.
Sure. Here we go. And then hand it over to Janine.
Okay. I also just want to add too, and I know Katie White, who's a travel agent, is going to be speaking. A lot of the cruise lines will donate to nonprofits too, and there's different requirements of how many staterooms have to be booked, but I would encourage, if people are interested in that, to go to listen to her speak, who's later today. Thanks.
And surprise, Activities is doing a cruise next year. we just hadn't announced it yet. Mikey Wiseman and I are working on that, as well as the rest of the Activities committee, but yes, we're working on that. Okay, so back to the CRP. The CRP is a chapter revenue plan, and it is my favorite thing to talk about. What it is the Florida Council of the Blind, who is the parent of our chapter. They have been so gracious, and they donate $1,000 plus $100 plus $100, so $1,200 for prizes. And they print tickets for us, print tickets. And then they give the chapters, you know, you can get 100 or 200 tickets, or maybe you don't want to sell that many, like 50. And you sell these tickets for $5 each. So last year, I sold so many, and our chapter only had $150. So I'm in multiple chapters. And chapter at large members, Florida Council of the Blind, we only had $150 in our budget. When we were done, we had $2,400 in our bank. So I sold so many tickets. I don't know the math of the tickets, but I sold that lot, and we spent money on other stuff too. But I made a lot of money from the chapter revenue plan, and I sold all four of the winning tickets. So here's how I did it, and you can use it, and I'm going to tell you my secret. So we had a very, very small chapter. So we reached out to everyone in our chapter and we said, hey, can you please buy 10 tickets? Just 10 tickets. Would you mind buying 10? And 10 times 5 is 50. And most of our members said yes, of course, because they wanted to support us. Some people bought 20. Some people bought 5. They're like, I can't afford 50. I can afford 25. But most people said yes to 10 tickets. Also, when I went to leadership, I went around to every single person. So if you're going to national convention and you have raffle tickets, I highly encourage you to go up to board members and try to sell tickets. Unfortunately, our CRP plan will be over, but you know, I can probably pre-sell them. That's what I'll probably do. So yes, and the other chapters I donate also to that. So there's more prizes. So for us, and also for GOCB, I think we sell 100, right, Leslie? Yeah. So for GOCB, we sell 100 tickets, which is $500 for our chapter, which is amazing. It's free money. We don't have to do anything. Thank you so much, FCB, for this program. Before, we used to have to pay them for this, but this is such a great plan. And you can just put it in conversation and say, okay, can everyone please just buy one? Just send an email, please buy one ticket or 10 tickets. One or 10, but those are your options. And most people will do 10. Honestly, that's what I have found. Right, John? Say right. Anyway, so CRP, fabulous. People don't know what it means. I tend to call it, oh, well, Dan calls it something else. My Dan, not you, but yeah. So chapter revenue plan tickets are amazing in Florida if you're in Florida. And hey, if you haven't gotten yours yet, please find me. I need to sell some for GOCB and for Calm. $5 each. That's it.
Thank you, Janice. Great job. Yes, we're really proud of Florida Council of Blind and putting the chapter revenue plan together now. I know Miami Metro, talking to Julian, they do a great job. They sell, I think, 300 or 400 tickets. And that's the money they use for a lot of their chapter to come to the state convention each year. So if you want to come to the convention, you got to sell your share of the tickets, right? And so for many chapters, it's really been a great fundraiser. All right, so now I think let's maybe open it up to other folks in our audience. Yeah. Well, I think I had made a commitment. Colby's here to answer questions. Yes.
Where's Colby?
Yeah. That okay, Colby? Yeah. All right. Oh. So, do we have anyone who has other ideas that they're doing inside of their chapter? And Marianne, we may have somebody on Zoom as well. So
not yet, Dan, but I'll let you know.
Okay. If anybody raises their hands, let us know.
We'll do.
All right. So Stacia.
Hi, everybody. This is Stacia. And I have a question. And then I also have a comment. And the question is, for the chapters, what is like an annual fundraising goal for a chapter? What would you consider a good year? What would you consider a down year? So that was my first question, and then I'll let you guys answer that and then ask my second comment.
Oh, I think it really, really varies from chapter to chapter. In at least our local Greater Orlando Council, the Blind Chapter, I think our budget is between a little over $9,000 each year.
So that's your target each year.
That's our target.
Okay. Yeah. And the comment that I had is because I'm from my other business and from what I'm doing now with the nonprofit, I do a lot of sales, and a lot of people ask me, and Janine probably could talk to this, about, you know, how when you're able to like go out and sell the tickets and do those kind of things, a lot of folks just really feel, or just, they just don't want to ask their friends and family. They just don't want to ask people to like give money. And what I always tell anybody who's come up to me about that is ask yourself two questions. Do I really believe in this? And if the answer is yes, you could always ask money. And then can you answer the question, why is this money important? Can you answer that with two things? And if you can do that in your head and you know why it's important and you really believe in it, you can ask anybody for money. So that's the main thing that I was my comment.
Okay. We're going to Leslie and Janine want to reply. Hold on. Here's Les first. Yeah.
So Stacia, the only thing that anybody's going to say is no, you can always ask. You can ask anybody. I ask anybody anything wherever I'm at. Dan is always like, I can't believe you just asked. But if you don't ask, you don't know. You don't know. And like you said, have your back. What was your back thing? Was what's your passion? Your passion is FCB, GOCB. You're a fundraiser. When you're in fundraising, you're asking for money. If you don't like to ask for money, then you're in the wrong business. But you can always ask, and all anybody's going to say is no. The other thing, when they do say yes, say thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the most important thing to do. Even when you go home, and I'm going to use Cheryl. I'm going to put Cheryl on the spot. Cheryl and Lighthouse is a sponsor for our convention this weekend. When I go home, I will write her a thank you letter and say thank you, thank you, thank you for being a sponsor this year for our Florida Council Convention. So you always thank them. That's the number one thing to do. Even if they say no, thank you. It doesn't matter.
Yes, I live this every day. We went to the liquor store to buy some bottles for an auction item. And of course, oh, we're going to buy a bottle of this and a bottle of this and a bottle of this. And the first thing Leslie asked is, well, would you be willing to donate one of those bottles? And they said, well, sure. We'll give you the tequila for free. And I'm like, oh, can't believe that. But she does it and it works every time. All right, here's Janine.
Same thing happened for me. I have a really good relationship with City Pop of Denver. And I said, hey, can you please donate? And they did. They well, in my order that I placed, they're like, okay, I'm just going to send you a bunch, like a couple bags. So I donated with them and like, here you go. So if you don't ask, you don't know. So Stacia, for our budget in Chapter of At Large Members, Florida Council of the Blind, which you're a member of as well, we have a smaller budget than $9,000. John Richards, do you remember the total of our budget? I think our budget was $1,800. That's okay. Thanks, Treasurer. okay. So for us, I committed to selling $1,000 worth of CRP tickets. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty much sure I can raise this. And I've been raising money other ways. And I've been reaching out to places. Would you please donate to our small chapter, small businesses? Like, hey, can you please help us this way? So, you know, we have been raising money for our chapter, but the CRP plan is mostly where we get our money. But this year, people have been saying no. So now I've just started in line. Like when we go to restaurants at Fringe, I just, you know, I started asking people in line, hey, can you please support? Of course, I want to support. I want to support the efforts and the audio description, because I say it's for audio description because I donate to audio description. And that's my passion. Like I really love audio description. So
Dan, yeah. We have a comment from the floor. Okay. When you're ready.
Excellent job, Janine. All right. What's our question?
So actually I have more of a statement. This is Julian from Miami.
Oh yeah. Julian, I was talking about you earlier. Were your ears burning?
Yeah. I walk right in.
Okay.
So you can't go wrong with the raffle tickets. It's a winner. I tell people all the time, we have a problem with our eyes, not our mouths. You like, I think it was last year we had this big discussion with the money for the first timers. If you sell these raffle tickets, all you got to do is sell 20, your first timer cost is covered. Like that.
That's right.
You know, it's that simple. So there's no excuse. Now, one of the things that our chapter does, we do this thing called 60-40, where I always try to convince people sell at least 100. It's more worth it. Where if you sell that 100, 60% of it, the whole thing goes to the chapter's bank account. Right. But you get the advantage of using that 40% towards your convention expenses. But you have to go to the convention.
Yeah,
that's the only way it benefits you. All the money goes to your chapter's account. Like, for example, your registration, that 40%, it would have been covered because your registration is $30. Mm-hmm. But it's a win-win situation, you know? So I think it's the best fundraiser ever. You can't go wrong. Thank you. I'm going to charge you for that.
Thank you, Julian. So you kind of incorporate the CRP ticket sales into your incentivizing people to raise money to come to the convention.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Next, we have anybody else? We got, is that Gloria?
This is Gloria Simmons from Jacksonville. I wanted a little more information on the bank account because I know we're going to need to make some changes. What you said we need to set up a separate Gmail, but what else do we need to take with us when we go to the bank?
Okay, I'll turn this back over to Marcia.
Again, we didn't need a whole lot of information because FCB already has their bank account with Chase. You do need your ID. No, we didn't need minutes. It was actually pretty darn easy. We were still there for probably at least an hour and filling out all the paperwork and, you know, updating address and all that information. But it was pretty easy. I would recommend you make an appointment with a banker, you know, because you are going to be there for a while. I would at least get two people on that bank account. But we and ask them up front when you call to make the appointment what information. We also had to find out from Wells Fargo, what do we need to close that checking account? We left the two investment accounts with them, which investments accounts are kind of a different arm of the bank versus the checking account. And that was pretty easy. Sheila, being the current person on that Wells Fargo account, was able to write a check out for the final balance. And then that got deposited into the Chase account to open it.
One question. I'll get back and forth. So, Marcia, when you opened up the bank account, you and Sheila, do you happen to know which EIN number did you use, the Florida Council or the local chapter?
Okay. No.
It was the...
All right, guys, there's one other thing that's important with this. And Greater Orlando is not in a problem, but if they can't find you in what you call what they call Sunbiz, they will not let you do it. Yeah, I'm gonna start. I'll pass it over to Julie, but since I'm the treasurer for the, I'll go ahead and step in a little bit. All of what was said was true, but this the Sunbiz, and I'll point this out because we were talking about Zelle, and that's a great thing. I like it. It does good things for us, but you need to know that everybody that is in our chapter or in our in this state affiliate, they all are registered as Florida Council. So I don't know if when you send something in Zelle, I may not know it's Orlando, or I may not know, and for some reason Tallahassee has their name in that, so I can tell. So in the comment, throw in your name or something so I can determine who it is. I'm going to pass it over to Sheila too, because she's got some probably other comments, but the Sunbiz is important.
Also, what made it so easy with us at Chase was FCB's bank accounts already with Chase. Your chapter as a child of FCB is GOCB DBA doing business as Florida Council of the Blind. So that's why it was easy for us, because me being the current president, they just had to look me up and they were like, oh yeah, there you are. You're on the FCB account. So it took us an hour and a half, 2 hours, but, and yes, they did look up our Sunbiz number, our EIN. They did look up FCB. They made sure I was an assignee on the FCB account. So when you decide to go to a bank, they're going to want an officer from FCB to be there to be part of the account. So it would be the easiest thing if you want to change your account to go to Chase at this time, because that's who FCB deals with.
Mind if I, one more quick comment? Because, and this probably is a little bit different for me. I had to open up my own accounts when I started our nonprofit for the Audio Description Initiative. And when we went down and we were with ViStar, but they had the list of things we had to bring for our nonprofit, but one of the things they forgot to mention when they talked about the minutes is we needed to have the minutes where we voted for the treasurer and the president. So that's what they wanted from us, because those were the two names we were going to put on the accounts, was the president and the treasurer. So so I would say when you do call and make that appointment, make sure they're very specific, because that was not on their list of requirements on their online requirements. So speak to somebody, write it down.
One last comment from me as the treasurer, and I was the treasurer at one point of Halifax Council. They recently changed their bank to another bank because the treasurer changed. And so they had to get some other records that the minutes you're talking about. Plus, you may also need your federal tax when you originally got your tax ID from the IRS too. Anybody else on the floor?
Anyone else on banking? Banking is very important. Okay, here, Colby had a couple of words there she wanted to share with us.
Okay.
way down because I am definitely not as tall. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to sort of reiterate a couple things that Leslie said in particular, but I'll start out by just saying, if you're in resource development, it is so important to be organized and keep track of anything and everything that you can. So for you, whether that is something as simple as, you know, putting information into an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document, however you know, want to keep track of information, and record keeping is super important. And then of course, always say thank you. You can never say thank you enough to people who donate, also even to corporations, but sending those thank you notes makes a huge difference, you know, and it also helps with future relationship cultivation. So if you want to continue to have a relationship with a donor as an individual or a corporation, you know, keeping that conversation going and providing them with information continuously about what you're doing lets you still stay engaged with them. And then, you know, when you have an initiative that you want to ask for a donation for, you have a reason to, you know, hey, let me provide you with this information. This is what we're doing. You know, here's what we're doing for our latest initiative or our latest fundraising campaign. And because you've kept that conversation going and kept them informed, then that's another, you know, then you're not just going in cold and asking for money again. Oh, all you do is approach me for money. So if you keep them engaged, that's a, you know, a way to further your relationship.
A word I've heard a few times throughout this session today is relationship and relationship building. I think Janine mentioned it, Marcia mentioned it, Leslie, Colby. And it's really true. A lot of fundraising is really getting those connections. It's Leslie refers to it as dating. So I don't know if I was a fundraising relationship when we got started or not. No, I might have been, she said. The truth comes out now, Colby says. Yes. but it is true that you really do have to continue to develop those relationships. Leslie, I know it's more at the state level than the chapter level, but maybe you could talk a little bit about how convention sponsorships have kind of evolved with the Florida Council.
So sponsorships are very near and dear to my heart. So you usually want to, again, relationship, and I use the dating thing. I'm going to use Cheryl. I'm picking on Cheryl. So Cheryl and I are new at dating. So we're having a really great, great dating session. And thank you, Cheryl. I really appreciate Lighthouse being a sponsor this weekend for Florida Council of the Blind. So my Florida Council of the Blind sponsorship hat. So we've reached out to Lighthouse in the past, and they've had a different outreach specialist and vice president, what Cheryl's title is. So then when Cheryl came on board, I reached out to Cheryl and had to start dating Cheryl, had to get to know Cheryl. So now Cheryl and I are dating. So it's wonderful. So hope our dating goes well after this weekend and it progresses nicely. And you want to start early, guys. If you're doing sponsorships, you don't have to do it on a state level, but I'm talking state level. So if you're, you know, just locally, you might be able to do a sponsor for trivia or a sponsor for bowling. But you want to start when they have their tax, when they're doing their budgeting. So I'm going to take ESS and Vote. They're one of our sponsors this weekend. They're a gold sponsor. So they've been sponsoring the Florida Council of the Blind Convention for a couple years now. And I reached out to them right after convention in May. When our convention was over last May, I reached right out to them and she said, sure. Our budgeting starts in November. So it was great. So I was on their calendar. FCB was on their calendar, not me, not Leslie, but FCB was on their calendar. So when December came, FCB was already in for $1,000 for gold. So you want to start earlier. Don't think about like conventions coming in May. Oh my gosh, April, I need to reach out to Cheryl. Cheryl might say, sorry, Les, I enjoyed dating you, but no, we're done. So reach out early. And you have to keep reaching out to them. Kind of, you know, if they don't get back to you, give them a couple of weeks and then reach back out to them. But the one thing I can say is start early. Early is really, really good because you never know when their budgeting starts. It could be November, it could be January, but don't wait till after January because usually each corporation starts their budgeting in January. And then start dating them. So Cheryl, we're happy to be dating. Yay. Well, thank you. I hope that helps.
This is a Stacia. And I love this dating analogy. And if I could ask a question both of Leslie and of Cheryl to respond to this one, that dating analogy, what does that mean, Leslie? So do you guys go to lunch? Do you go to dinner? I mean, who pays? Kind of deal. I'm just kidding about that part. And then Cheryl, as the pursuee, you know, how many people are reaching out to you? And what do you expect there from those people who are reaching out? What would you consider to be too forward? And what would you consider to be, this is what I'm looking for information. So Leslie, what do you do when you're reaching out? What kind of things did you do? And Cheryl, how do you respond? Those are my questions.
So I reach out to Cheryl. Well, I have to find out who is the correct person. Before it was, I think it was Mike Walsh. So before it was Mike Walsh. So I was dating Mike Walsh in the past. So now Mike Walsh has moved on. So now Cheryl has taken Mike's spot. So I have to reach out and introduce myself. First of all, I'm very old fashioned. I'm very seasoned. So I reach out with a phone call. I know this sounds foreign to some people. So I do call. I called Cheryl and I said, hello, Cheryl. I'm Leslie Spoon with the Florida Council of the Blind. We do sponsorships for our Florida Council of the Blind convention. Would you be willing to sponsor our convention with Lighthouse Central Florida? Well, not so sure. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Well, you know, in the past, you guys have done this. We really appreciate you. So I'm starting to date her. I'm starting to get to know her. She's starting to get to know me. That's what I mean by dating. So that's the first date. And she might say, okay, Les, well, Lighthouse will get back to you. Thanks for the information. And then I'll ask her before I hang up, would it be possible for me to email you our letter of sponsorship package? And she might say yes or no. So if she says yes, that's great. If she says no, I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going to go that she said no to me. So she says no. And I'm like, okay, well, great. So I said, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. So do you mind maybe in a couple of weeks I get back with you and see if things have changed? Because she may not know if she can say yes or no to me. So we're dating. We're in the very early stages of dating. This is why I use this dating analogy. So then I have emailed her the package. So it's been, I usually wait a week. So now weeks come by, I call Cheryl back up. Hey, Cheryl, how's it going? Here's my second date. Hope it's, you know, how's your week going? How are your kids? How's your husband? Because I've gotten to know her my first date. And she might tell me it's great. You know, how is moving to Florida? You enjoy, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I do all that. So I'm like, so have you had a chance to look at our package? No, sorry. I've been so swamped. I've been in this meeting. I haven't had a chance, Les. Sorry. Okay, no worries. Can I maybe call you back in about a week? Maybe. No, I'm like, okay, great. So a week goes by and I'm going to call her back up because I'm persistent. So my third call, I'm calling her. Now we're having our third date. So she might say yes to me just to get, you know, hey, yeah, I've reached out. I've looked into some people and yes, we're now going to be able to sponsor for such and such. So, okay.
All right, so we'll give Cheryl a mic. So Cheryl, you're on the other end of these conversations. Okay, what's going on from the Cheryl, Lighthouse Central Florida side?
All okay. Right. Just want to make sure I was going the right direction.
And then after that, Janine has some thoughts. So I'll give Janine the mic.
So Leslie and I are having so much fun dating. So from my, and I've been on both sides of this. So I've been on Leslie's side and I'm now on this side. And so Leslie calls and what we're looking for really is how does this relationship support each other? And when we did talk, when I did talk to Leslie, I was in the back of my mind going, okay, ACB, FCB, GOCB, we're all serving the same mission. And I truly believe that when you work together, you're stronger. Helen Keller said it, alone we do so little, together we do so much. And so from my vantage point, my philosophy and Lighthouse Central Florida's, you know, mission and philosophy, this is a beautiful relationship and this dating going to keep going, you know, and I would strongly encourage everybody to understand that. So when I've been on Leslie's side and I've been doing fundraising for over 25 years, we, you start small. So you come in at, you know, these are our sponsorships. What can you, how can you support us this year? Okay. And then you get them in, you hook them, you seal that date. And then next year, you look at your budget. Well, right when the event is over, I concur with what you said earlier, right when the event is over, you send that thank you letter within 72 hours. That is the golden rule, okay? And it can be handwritten, it can be brailled, it can be an email, it can be a phone call. Do it all, okay? It can't hurt. It's called stewardship. And then right afterwards you go, okay, we're going to do the same event next year. We made $5,000 this year. What do we want to make next year? Well, we want to make $7,500. Okay, what do we got to do that? Okay, we have sponsorships. We have in-event funding, which is your silent auctions and all of that. And then how much do we want to make with sponsorships, in-event funding, and those other things? We say, okay, this is what we want to do. Now, these sponsorships, we have to elevate those. Well, Leslie's going to call Cheryl and say, Cheryl, you supported us with 500 this year. Will you do 750 next year? I'm going to go, thank you so much for letting me know now, because budget season's in 3 months. And I will add that to our budget, because this is a beautiful relationship. The dating continues. Okay. And then the next year, Leslie's going to call Cheryl and go, Cheryl, you did 750 this year. Would you do $1,000 next year? And I'll go, you know what? Because you sent me a thank you note and an email, and we went to lunch and we talked about our kids. Absolutely, we will do $1,000. Does that make sense? Okay. Yep. It's all about the relationships.
And building the relationship.
Absolutely. And they're genuine.
And you, Cheryl, from your side, you have to kind of, you can't say typically yes right away, right? You've got to run it up your flagpole and make sure your executive committee and all that approves.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and here's the beauty of that, Dan, you being on the board. if I plan the budget right,
yeah.
All right, and I'm in it budget season at Lighthouse Central Florida, and I already put that in the budget, sponsorships. Okay, I'm just gonna throw a number out there. I haven't seen it yet, so don't hold me to it. $10,000 in sponsorships next year. All right, who all are we gonna sponsor? And that's already in the budget. So when Leslie calls me, I don't have to run it up the flagpole, because yep. I've already had it pre-approved
yep.
with the yep. budget. And this year, because we didn't have it in the budget, I did have to run it up the flagpole. We just moved a few things around, because this relationship is important. Because there are people at this conference who receive services at Lighthouse Central Florida and work at Lighthouse Work. Can I just say one more thing? I've got a couple.
I'm not giving you the mic. But...
two fundraising ideas. One is a restaurant grab. All right. And we do, back where I came from, we did $50 restaurant grabs. We went out and we secured 50 $50 restaurant gift cards. And then when our guests came to the event, and some of them were worth more than 50, some were 75, some were 100. And you paid $50 and you got to pull from the box. And in the box were all these envelopes that were brailled. And in the envelopes were these restaurant gift cards. Mm-hmm. And you paid $50 to play. And if you knew how to read braille, you could pick your restaurant. And darn it, if you didn't know how to read braille, you just had to get with whatever you pulled out of the box. And we always sold every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got more, so let's talk over lunch. But thank you for letting me have the mic, and it's just a joy to be here.
Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, so for me, I wanted to add, right when you have your sponsors and you're sending them your thank you letter, in your thank you letter, you say, hey,
please sponsor next year if possible. Thank you so much for this year. Can you please consider for next year? Because I'm on the board of Shine, which is all-inclusive music festival. I get sponsors for the board game conventions I work on. I did stuff with Give Kids the World. I did the restaurant grab. That is so successful. So you start then, and then you ask for meetings and you do the relationship. Leslie does dating a different way than me. I personally will go to their office, request a meeting, request a Zoom call, send a very touching letter about why this is important for the donation, why we need it to have the convention continue, why we need it for this. So I work on their heartstrings because I've learned personal is way better than anything else. And being honest. So yeah, put it in that thank you letter. That's my...
Thank you, Janine. And thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming today. Hope we helped a little bit. We appreciate it. And hey, have a wonderful FCB convention. Thank you all.